can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, March 20th, 2024, episode 81. Oh, hello, my queen of the Florida scene.
What?
Florida.
Hi,
Florida.
Adam. Hi, Adam.
Adam, what happened to my love? I'm just Adam now? Hey. Hey, dude. Hey. Oh, it's you. Hey, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Yeah, what? Just at least say, hey, Podfather, make me feel a little good.
Hey, dude.
Cheers, my darling.
Cheers.
I want everyone to know. I had to drag her in front of the mic tonight.
Yeah.
Wait, let me have my my drink here. It was great. I just used the artwork from episode 79.
Oh.
Which is Argelé.
Oh, yes. It's the house it's standard. It's the house blend.
It's the house blend, house standard. Even though we got brand new wine.
We did.
From Michael Anastasio.
Yes, I want to read his notes.
What's going on? When can you drink again? When can you drink again? Ever? Are you never going to drink again? Because art is kind of weird on the show.
I'm going to.
It's like we have all this wine art.
And I'm going to ease back into it. I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm just a little nervous because of what happened when we were in Austin and I just overdid it. So I'm going to ease back in.
Okay.
But anyway, Michael OG Samonier.
Yes. Came through once again.
Yes, and he sent three beautiful bottles of wine, two reds and a one
from
white.
His own. This guy,
from his own collection.
He's a collector, so
I'm
right?
Read his note. Yeah, okay. He said, "Young couple." I love that he calls us young couple, even though we are older than him.
Isn't he like 2 months older than we are? Maybe
I'm older than all of you put together.
Okay, there you go, everybody. Yes.
My selleth runneth over, so please accept these bottles of wine as a small token of thanks for the weekly joy you provide. Mm. Tina, you had mentioned she liked Pinot Noir and natural wine, so I selected one that should check both boxes. Do not touch it, Adam Curry.
I'm so afraid. When you were gone, I drank white wine.
Did you?
Literally, I'm like.
Did you drink that brisk white from Augusta Vin?
Yes, that's the one I had.
Oh, I like that one.
What?
Anyway, I'm saving Michael's wine. Okay. The second bottle I selected for two reasons. You both have enjoyed wines from Walla Walla. Mm-hmm. And how could I not send you a bottle with that label? This one happens to be a favorite of mine as well. The third is a white Burgundy, which, yes,
that's supposed you are not allowed to touch these three bottles. Look, all I do is I go to HEB. I say, HEB man, can I just have some Argelais? Because I'm not allowed to drink anything. By the way, all these bottles are there because my wife doesn't drink, but I'm not allowed to drink.
Great. I'm going back on the grape. I'm going back. I just overdid it that one night. And I'm a little grape shy.
Grape shy. There you go. All right. We already have a show title.
So anyway, nice. The third is a white Burgundy just to mix things up a bit. Keep up the good work. Share God, share love, and share wine. Your OG Samonier, Michael.
Michael,
he is so kind to us. And yes. I chat with his wife occasionally on Instagram.
What's her name?
Amy, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Amy. I think it is. It sounds right. Amy sounds right.
And their dog, Elijah.
Yes.
She's so cute. So yeah, so thank you, Michael. So I'm gonna go back on the grape. I think when we go to Dallas for Vic's birthday party, I'm gonna have a glass of wine.
Not before then?
That's just in 2 weeks, Adam. It's 2 weeks.
What?
It's 2 weeks. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
We're at the end of March already.
Oh, that's right.
It's March 20th. Yes.
It's going so fast. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Now,
and you just got back from Florida and you're going back to Florida this next week.
And I'm going back again. Yes, I am. I am. I got invited at an event at Mar-a-Lago. And I know. I'm going to see Donald Trump. No.
I was invited too. No,
you were.
Yeah, but well, it's on a third. No, well, not really.
Well,
it was like, well, not really. Because we like, no, we don't want him along. What happened? Because no. Here's how it went. Hey, I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. You can't go. It's Thursday. Bye.
No, that wasn't it. I got a question. So my friend Karen asked me, she said, hey, if you are willing, she said something like, are you willing to buy your own ticket to Florida if you want to go to an event in Mar-a-Lago. And I said, well, it depends. Depends what it is.
What the event is, yeah.
Yes. And so I don't know a lot about the event. I want to do a little bit of research before I go. But
it's a premiere of a movie,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. And Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be there, and General Flynn is going to be there. So I've never been to Mar-a-Lago.
And you're going with?
I'm going with Pastor Jimmy, okay, and Annette, this, and Karen, this, and Dawn
this,
is, yeah, going.
This makes me feel,
oh,
good.
Oh, and James O'Keefe is sitting at our table, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
Have you seen what he's been doing lately?
He's been, like, wearing disguises,
well, yeah,
hasn't he?
He dresses up and disguises himself as a gay guy and then goes after all the gay guys in government.
And he went after the judge at the at the Equinox, and then he got kicked out of Equinox for life.
I missed all of that.
So it's an overnight trip. So we're flying out early Thursday morning. The event is Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And we fly back home on Friday. So,
oh man,
yeah,
that'll be a quick turnaround.
And obviously, you couldn't go because of no agenda.
Yeah.
That's just not going to work.
Yeah,
you wouldn't take the time off. So yeah, quick trip back to Florida.
I'm glad you're doing that
because
I'm like, well, I can't go. And even then, I'm like, is Trump going to be there? Otherwise, I don't even know if I'm interested.
But no,
I didn't know all these cool people were going.
Yeah.
I didn't know Pastor Jimmy, Damonette were going. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. And, what was I going to say? And Dawn from prayer warrior, mm-hmm, girlfriend, she's going. So yeah, it should be fun. And it's black tie. So I got to, you know.
You got to dress up.
I do. And I tried on my clothes and lo and behold, a lot of things fit. So
now this
I just
is
have to
good
decide.
News.
Yes.
How you feel? We don't have a full health update. How are you feeling?
Oh, yesterday was probably the best day. I felt completely normal. I had lots of energy today. I was tired. I think because I've been so busy since I got back from Florida. I've been so busy. And tomorrow after Bible study, then I got to go set up for the fashion show. And then oh my gosh, I got laundry to do. Like, you like, go away for a few days and then just,
yeah, then I'm going back to Mar-a-Lago and then I'm going to New York. And then
we're
going
to Dallas.
Then you're going to Dallas.
I think I got to change my trip to New York because if my daughter gets that job,
then they'll be different. Okay.
Yeah. Then,
because,
yeah,
you know, so I'm just saying, you know, you love booking all this stuff, but then after a while, you say, I'm so tired.
Because my chores stack up here at home.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and I took care of a lot of chores.
You vacuumed the vents.
How did I do? Did you check?
I didn't even check them.
What? You didn't check my handiwork?
No.
I had to get the big vacuum cleaner
you
out.
You vacuumed the vents.
I vacuumed the vents.
And you tried to get Eric here to mow the lawn.
And I emptied the waste baskets.
Oh, hey. That's because the cleaning person was sick.
And I cleaned the countertops.
So I get a text message from the cleaning person. She's like, I'm sick. I'm not going to be able to come. She comes on Mondays. And so I text Adam like, she's not going to be there. He goes, I guess I'll vacuum.
I vacuumed.
You did?
Yeah, of course. Didn't you? See, you don't even care.
Oh,
I didn't. I vacuumed. I cleaned the countertops. I did something. I got all kinds of groceries. You didn't even leave me post-it notes.
We buy the same things all the time. Eggs, bacon, and cheese.
Yeah, I still got it.
And butter.
I still got it.
Yeah, you do.
You didn't leave me any post-it notes.
No,
I still handled everything.
You did. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And the bed was made, too, which
is
good.
Yes, and I made the bed today, too.
I noticed that.
Oh, because you left. You're like, I'll do the bed when I come home. I'm like, no, you won't, woman. I'll take care of that for you.
You're so sweet.
No, I'm just sucking up.
No.
Just suck it up a little bit. So how was your Florida trip? Everybody wants to know.
Yes. So I flew to Fort Myers. It was a connection flight. So it seemed like it took forever. It took all day to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're not a fan of connections.
I'm like, cancel that, rebook, get a direct flight.
I know. Mm-hmm. And it was lovely. I went to spend 4 days with my girlfriend, Teresa. I've known Teresa.
Teresa's been here. We've talked about her on the show.
Yeah. She was stranded here last February.
That's right. She kept the lid up.
Yeah. Yeah, she kept the I put her lids down.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
You came home and I saw that you left the lid up.
Oh, I did?
Yes, you did.
Where?
In the powder room.
Oh.
I'm like, oh my God.
You sure it was me?
Yeah, I'm pretty. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's rubbing off. I have noticed I've been doing that lately. I don't know.
Leaving it up? See, I told you.
Yeah. I think it's early onset dementia.
Let's not even joke about that. Okay. Let's not even joke about it. Because if it is, and I'll keep telling you, no, you haven't had any wine.
Here. You know what? I think that I have so much going on in my head because we have the big fashion show on Saturday, and I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, so I spent 4 days with Teresa. She has a place down in Fort Myers. And so it was very relaxing. We did a little bit. We went out to eat and basically enjoyed each other's company. So cooked a lot. She ate a lot of beef. Which
is atypical for her.
She doesn't eat a lot of beef, so she was very accommodating.
She likes celery juice.
Not so much anymore, but she's
really more, she's off.
No,
the celery
she doesn't.
Juice?
No, she doesn't drink it as much anymore. But she drinks her smoothies and she eats her chia.
Chia pudding. What's that?
Chia seeds. She makes. It
gets stuck in your teeth.
It's actually pretty good. I tasted it. But we went out and bought her cast iron skillet. Because that's what I use to cook
the beef.
Well, for the beef.
Did you season it or was it pre-seasoned? Or?
No, we didn't season it. We just opened it up and just started it. Then we made sure.
Way to go.
But it was so funny because her house is beautifully decorated. It's very beachy, because she's in Florida. And so I'm in the kitchen and I'm cooking the chicken thighs in the oven in the cast iron skillet. And so I go and I grab this towel that's on her, the handle of her stove, and I use it to pull out the cast iron skillet. She goes,
decorative.
Don't touch the towels. I'm like, oh, those are off limits. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
It was a decorative towel. Oh, okay.
She's like, it's a blue color that I couldn't find and it's perfect. Are those two balls that are sitting up? They look like they were dryer balls. I go, those two dryer balls up there that are blue? Is that because they match the blue? Because they're blue? It's funny.
The answer, yes.
No. She thought it was funny. Yeah. She's like, no, I have to give those back to somebody. But anyway, she has a cute little dog, Ted. Ted's 14 years old. He reminds me of Chevy, Pastor Jimmy and Annette's dog.
Okay. So he's a doodle? No.
He's a...
What is that?
Bichon something or another.
Sheep thing?
I don't know. No doodle.
Just a Chevy thing.
Yeah, like a Chevy dog.
Okay. I know what a Chevy dog is.
Damonette has a Chimon.
It's like a French name. It's like a handbag.
It's like a
handbag name for a dog.
I don't know. But anyway, Ted doesn't like just anybody. Uh-huh. And so immediately when I came in, he had to get used to me. I let him smell everything. I'm like, you want to smell this? You want to smell that? You want to smell this? And I would just put my hand out and he became very enamored with me. I am the dog whisperer.
That's easy to understand.
Yes, but she kept saying he doesn't warm up to really anybody. And so...
No, you are the dog whisperer. But remember, it's just a dog.
Yes, let's talk about that, Adam.
It's just a dog.
Let's talk about that. So this morning... Phoebe's been barking in the morning. That's our alarm clock.
Well, after usually we're up at 7. If we're not up at 7, and then she's like, hey.
Get me out of here.
I'm
so
locked
she's
in
barking.
Here. Barking. Bark, bark.
And
wake
so,
me up.
So Adam, we make coffee. I make my own pot. We each have our own pots of coffee because you like the stuff that puts hair in your chest. I can't drink that stuff. And so then you're sitting there and you're drinking your coffee. And I said, Adam, it's time for her to eat. And you go, she can wait a minute. I need to enjoy my coffee. She's just a dog.
Exactly. I learned it by watching you. Okay.
Like, I go, wait, what? What?
It was 8:01.
So when it serves you, she's just a dog.
No, I did that just to show you.
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's time for her to eat. It's time for her to eat. She can wait. She's just a dog.
I know.
Because that's what you say. She's just a dog. We're not going to let her interfere with our travel.
I had that conversation.
She's a dog.
We had that conversation about boarding, and I said, "Yeah,
You said she's just a dog.
I said she's just a dog, and she Teresa has somebody who watches Ted. She doesn't board him. She had boarded him once and was not comfortable with it. So she's on your side, not my side, because it's a dog.
I'm comfortable with Phoebe's executive suite at Paws and Claws Pet Resort. I'm pretty sure things are being taken care of there. And she seemed to be quite fine.
Yeah.
She was fine. And we know how hard it is to wash this dog.
Yes.
It's not easy.
No, she's huge. We have to put her in the shower.
It's a two-person job in the shower. So if they could do that and it was a good wash.
Yeah.
Because she still smells good.
Yeah, she does still smell good. Because she's stanky there for a while. Jeez, you could see the wafting off of her.
It's like in a cartoon.
She's gross. But what I did want to say is I brought Teresa's birthday gift to her to Florida.
Yes.
And so I bought her one of this beautiful handmade cross.
Mm-hmm.
And when she opened it, She loved it. Aww. She loved it so much. She was so excited. And I love that because Teresa and I, we talk a lot about faith and we're amazed at how our friendship has just taken this journey of, you know, two girls hanging out in Chicago, going to the bars and dancing and hanging out with guys.
The Terror Twins of Chicago.
Hanging out with guys and then experiencing.
And that was just 5 years ago. Oh, sorry.
Hardly. And then, you know, I was in her wedding and then she came to my last wedding and having kids and, you know, experiencing life. And then when I moved to Austin, she visited me in Austin. Right. And so, you know, faith, I mean, she was always a faithful person. But I really wasn't. And as I came into my faith and our conversations like are amazing now, and God is in the center of our friendship.
Don't you love that?
Yeah. But I love that gift brought her so much joy. I loved it that, you know, because it was, I thought about her and I put a lot of thought into it and wanted it to be special. And I loved her reaction. I mean, she was so joyful. So giving gifts like that, I just love that. I love it. I'm always about being so thoughtful and thinking about the person and wanting to give that, you know, special gift to somebody.
One does when you're a believer.
Yeah.
You love. By the way, you're right. It is a cross, not a crucifix. A crucifix
I know.
Actually has a little Jesus on it.
Yes, we got corrected.
Yes, we did.
We got corrected.
Do you have that email? Was that an email?
It was a message, I think, on Fountain. So talk about your gift that you received.
Well, there's a couple. Can I just talk about what I was doing while you were in?
Oh, were you doing things?
Yeah, kidding. You might think I'm just sitting here pining away.
Oh.
But no.
Okay.
First, I had a bro date
with
Pastor Jimmy.
Yes.
That was a Thursday night.
Yes.
So after the show, I made a nice reservation for us outside at Sage. We shared a huge tomahawk ribeye.
Nice.
And man, we were just, because, you know, iron sharpens iron, right?
Yes.
He's got his we just joke that we both do shows. But he's got his sermon, his message on Sunday. And so we're kind of sharing, you know, because right now he's doing Mind Wars as a series. And that's right up my alley for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And man, it was just fantastic. We had such, it was deep. It was, we were outside so we could just be a little
were
louder.
Slow to speak.
Yes, I was. I was quick to listen.
Quick to listen. Slow to speak.
And slower to get angry.
Okay.
There's no anger at all.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
You want to correct me again? Then I'll tell you everything. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to give you the rundown.
Okay. Give me the blow by blow.
Okay. Meanwhile, you were living it up in Florida.
Oh, I was on a plane still. But go ahead.
No. Not by the time we went to dinner.
Oh, no. We were eating. No, okay. No.
So then I came home. Of course, bed wasn't made. Didn't make the bed at all while you were gone. Of course not. No, actually, you had made the bed, I think.
No, I didn't.
Oh, there
did
you
I?
Go.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember. Yeah. No, I left early.
And I looked around and I looked for a note. No note. No post-it notes. No
you didn't
love
slip
note.
A note in my luggage either.
Have I ever done that?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Okay, speechless over there.
Open mouth, insert foot.
This is 9 years of being together. It's like, hey, I'll text you later. Okay, later.
Well, and actually, your texts, they get less and less the longer you're gone. You're like, okay.
What?
That's pretty much. See, whenever you're home, I see you texting with your girlfriend. And then I'll send a text. We'll have like a text in the morning, a text in the afternoon, and I texted you a lot. I was like, hey, here's what I'm doing. Love you. And be like, and then an hour later, like, yeah, it's great. I love you too. Barely one heart emoji.
Aww.
Yeah, and
you want me to text you more, babe?
Well, no, it takes so long for you to text back. And I'm always wondering, is my text, does it not get there? Because whenever anyone else texts
you. Because you don't know because it's a green bubble.
And there it is.
Yeah.
And there it is.
You're the green bubble.
But it gets there. I know. I mean, does it get you not see? Do you respond right away or do you wait?
You're like, no.
I'll just wait a little bit.
No, I respond right away.
So it takes an hour?
Well, I was visiting with my girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see. I mean, you'll interrupt. Can you just stop cheers for a second? Because I have to text this person back. I don't know. It's just me. Sorry. I love you.
Oh,
it's all right.
Babe.
It's good.
All right. I'll be better. And you know what? I will send you gobs of emojis.
No.
Okay, so you had fantastic.
Then we had a prayer circle Friday morning for our friend here in Fredericksburg, and that was.
And you read Psalm 91?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Actually, I wrote a prayer.
Oh, you wrote.
I wrote a prayer. And I read Psalm 121.
Oh, 121, okay.
Which is my family's prayer of strength for when you've got to go do something.
Mm-hmm.
That was really nice. That was really nice.
That was maybe Friday during the day.
Morning. It was like
Friday morning, yes.
10, 15 people. Because then, you know, and it was wow. I mean, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, when some people just come around someone just to pray for them and give them strength.
Yes.
And, you know, and we held hands in a circle, and then we told each other a secret.
You do Chinese telephone?
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. That's funny. So then I did Podcasting 2.0, and then I made my own dinner.
Oh,
yeah.
What did you make? You made a ribeye.
Whatever I make when you're not here, ribeye, either potatoes or rice. And I got some salad stuff, so I made. And then Phoebe and I sat and watched the dumb movie. I think I did the interview with Vic.
Oh,
for his
Friday
podcast
night.
Friday night.
Yes, yeah. You did. Yeah,
that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But I went to bed at the regular time. You know, when I said we're going to bed, good night. One last walk. I love you. And you know, 10, 15 minutes later, like, oh yeah, I love you. Now,
I believe that I texted you first a lot of times before I went to bed.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah, right. Because you're an hour later. That's why. Yes, like, yeah. I'm going to bed here.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Saturday was actually quite interesting because I got a text in the morning. And this is, you know, me like following God's. Actually, I had a call with Texas Slim Friday afternoon because he wanted to update me. Man, it's bad. He was up there in the panhandle back home. Yeah. He says, Adam, the ranches are gone and most of them are not coming back. Mm. They can't build up their herd. There's no financing available. He said we were already at the, because, you know, now borrowing money is, you know,
9%. Yeah, because they had all the fires up there, yeah.
It's all gone. Mm. And there's just, you know, to build up the, it's not going to happen. He says, it's happening. Summer of pork is coming. People who don't have a relationship with a rancher, they're going to be eating crap.
Mm.
And so, you know, he's basically pulling the red alarm handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, you know, how can I help him get his message out? And the next day I get a text from Rick Green from the Patriot Academy.
Right.
Hey, you want to come down and take a look? I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, God, you're ordering my steps here. So I hop in the car. I go down. Nice guy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's been around. He's been doing, you know, political stuff. And I think he has a podcast. I didn't even know he had it. Yeah, he has a pretty popular podcast, apparently. But they're building this huge, like 80,000 acre campus. And they're teaching.
Where is it?
It's on Route 87.
Uh-huh.
About almost at Comfort.
Okay.
I'd say. And they're bringing in groups of teenagers, you know, 17 to 24, I think, is kind of their age range, and they're replicating the houses, you know, the House of Congress, you know, the Senate, the chambers, like actual models of
that
it.
That is so cool.
So they can educate people on how things work,
how the government is organized,
so that when they
sure don't get that in school, do they?
No, exactly. Uh-huh. That's exactly what he said. And the whole idea is so that then when they want to change something in their local government or whatever, they know how it works and they have the experience. Oh, okay, this goes here. This is the next step.
That is
here's
so
how
cool.
It works. And he says, we've placed interns and people working in, I think it's like 27 different representatives' offices already.
Wow.
So they're educating these kids and they're going off to work.
And so
in government.
It's a nonprofit?
Yeah.
Is it open? Is the facility open? How are they doing this? How are they placing kids? Where are they?
So they've got tiny homes where they stay. They've got they got classrooms. The facades aren't all built, so the buildings are built, but not the, you know, it doesn't quite look like the real deal yet.
Yeah.
They need to raise $80 million to really do it all, but they already have like 20.
Wow.
And,
that's really cool.
And there was a group of people coming through, obvious donors.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, introduce me, Rick, because you know me. I'm like, hey, everybody.
I'm Adam Curry, MTV guy.
Yeah, where's your money? but all faithful people. It was just, you know, really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
They got a incredible gun range because it's a part of the training. They also give you a 2-day handgun training.
Uh-huh.
We're going.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like a beautiful handgun
Sign
range.
Me up.
Yeah, yeah.
Sign
no,
me
you're
up.
In. You're in.
Okay.
And then I tell him about Texas Slim, and he actually was on the Ag Committee for the Texas State House when he was in. He's like, oh my God, we have to make this a part of the curriculum, and we need to have a cattleman's feast. We got to get K&C out here, and we'll fill this place with people, and they can do their explanation. And so I felt like God had brought us kind of together at the right moment to help. Because, you know, this is an important message.
Important message. Yeah, it's incredible how you heard from Texas Slim and then you were invited to go out there to make that connection.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So then, you know, back home.
Working, fed
myself again.
Oh.
Hung out with Phoebe. She just like, you know, she'd look at me like, where's mom? Where's my pets? You'll do. Pet me.
Where she sits down, she turns her head away from you like, service me, please.
Yeah, she got her head up on the couch like, I need to be petted. And so the next morning, I didn't have really time to make breakfast because I had to.
I know. Usually I make you breakfast Thursdays and Sunday mornings.
Do.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had some cottage cheese, little violin, went to church, got really. Really animated, of course.
Yeah, so Teresa and I sat in the park in Florida and watched the service, the whole service, on my phone.
Did you hear me go, amen?
Of course I did. I saw your gargoyle arms.
Did you really? You saw my arms going
up? I heard
up?
You say, bring out the book.
I did not say that. See, bull crap is not true.
But no, so we're singing the songs and I'm sitting on this park bench. My arms are up.
Aww.
Yes, yeah. So, and it was, Teresa loves Pastor Jimmy.
I had two arms up.
Yes, I saw him.
You did not.
I did. Yeah. Adam, you tower over everybody.
You literally texted me. I can't see you.
You're one of those people that blocks the view.
People behind me go, we're behind
Put the
Curry.
Arms
we're behind,
down.
We're behind Curry again. Anyway, so then, but Pastor Jimmy and Damonette said, you want to go to, because, you know, they know I'm alone. They're sweet. He said, you want to go to Friedhelm's, which is our schnitzel joint. You want to go to Friedhelm's for dinner? I'm like, yeah, that's cool. So give me a half hour after I'm done with the show. So we meet up there and we're all kind of tired, but you know, as usual, talking God, talking goodness. I say, can I say prayers? And so, and I do a prayer for.
Are you sitting in a booth or are you sitting
at a
booth?
We're in a booth. Okay. Yeah. And I'm going at it. It's just like, I'm praying for our kids. I'm praying for health. I'm praying for the church. I'm like the wave of revival. I mean, it's all there.
Aww.
And they're going, oh yeah.
I know. They're like cheerleaders.
Oh yeah. It's the best.
They're encouragement all the way.
It's the best. Because it's so intimidating even for me. Like,
I know.
Like,
I know.
I'm going to do prayers in front of the pastor. And so we're eating. And
you're really good though. Yes. Peggy Leiden has been such a good influence on you because when she first prayed with us, you were like, I want to do that.
I want to be like
and
you.
And you are there now. You are there.
I'm getting
okay,
there.
Go ahead.
Getting there.
Okay, finish
and, and so we're eating and then all of a sudden there's the guy standing next to me and I guess he got up from the booth across the way.
So when you opened your eyes, he was standing there?
No. We're eating.
Okay.
We're halfway through. And then he kind of, I think they were leaving. He gets up from the booth. Like if I were looking past the booth to the next one, he might have been sitting on the opposite side. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
You didn't notice him at all.
And he's probably 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a long beard, kind of slender face. It looked like he had some kind of a military type t-shirt on. And he says, and he has something in his hand and he's talking to me and he says, from time to time I get a message, I have to give someone one of these. And he hands me what I think is a military challenge coin.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it and it's of the whole armor of God.
I know.
And I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, and I'm speechless. You know, it says put on the whole armor of God and then pray always. And it has, you know, it has a guy in armor, of course. And on the back, it has all the different elements, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith. Here it says the the loins. That would be the belt of truth, the gospel of peace on your feet, and the sword of the spirit. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wow, thank you. And he just kind of walks off. And I'm like, this is amazing. This is my jam.
Your scripture.
Ephesians 6. I know. It's like, this is my scripture. Yes. Like, this is. And to me, it felt, honestly, at that moment, like God saying, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've had it with me the whole time now. It's been mind-boggling. It
makes my eyes like get teary. It's mind-boggling. When you told me that yesterday, when I got home, Monday, I got chill bumps when you told me that, because I know what that Ephesians 6.
6, 10 to 17 or 15.
I know.
Dark powers. Yeah.
Yeah. I know how that has impacted you. From the beginning of our faith journey.
Yes. Like, this is so. And then I spend the rest of the evening researching more about the whole armor of God. And I find these great sermons by, is it Troy Evans, I want to say, is Black Pete preacher from Dallas. He had a whole series on it. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was just really, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been drinking it in.
So that's the joy of the gift that you received.
Yes.
So I gave the cross.
Same thing. Yep.
The joy of giving, exactly. And you got the joy of receiving. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's such a great story.
It was quite amazing.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah. And then talk about Monday night. So I'm flying home and I say to you, hey, can you make a steak for me and put it in the refrigerator? Because I'm going to be really hungry when I get home. You're like, sure, baby, anything for you. I love you. I'm like, great. So then I'm texting you and you go, okay, I'm going to the prayer night. I will cook for you when I get home. I'm like, oh, man.
Okay, can you stop for a second? You had a 45-minute delay. So I thought the timing would be perfect. There's a prayer night from 6 to 7. And I'll be back and I'll have everything ready by the time you walk in, instead of some pre-cooked stuff in the fridge. And I come in, and you had just gotten home. I'm like, hi, baby. You're like, I thought you had it cooked for me. I'm like, hey.
You are not telling the truth.
That's exactly how I received it. Hi. Wait, I thought you were going to have this ready for me.
You are not telling the truth.
All right.
That is not
right. Would you please tell me how?
I talk like that.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. All right. I thought you would have it ready for me by
now. I said, it's too late for me to eat. I said, I thought you were going to have it cooked.
You would literally just come home. And I said, it'll be 15 minutes. And I had it done in 15 minutes. It was beautiful. We had a nice meal.
Yes.
Everything was saved. I'm glad.
But usually I don't eat that late. So that's why I was a little concerned about it.
I know.
So, but I did not you didn't cook for me. I didn't do that.
this is a podcast, babe. Okay. It's called entertainment. Like, come on, get with it.
Okay.
Do you want people to listen?
Only 81 podcasts in.
Gotta build it up a little bit.
Yes.
By the way, that prayer night was also just amazing.
I know. So for two very special friends.
Oh, and there were 50 people there.
Yes.
And then everyone was just saying prayers and then someone else said a prayer. And then we're like, we're going to lay hands on them. I mean, this is like charismatic level stuff.
Holy Spirit was big time. Presence was in that room.
And then Naomi, Pastor Brian's wife, mm-hmm. Nomers. She's like, I got a message. I have to wash your feet. Nah, this was amazing.
Oh.
And you know how she is when she just gets going, and everybody, it was mind blowing.
I know. You were so
These
affected
were prayer,
by it. I know.
I cried. Yeah. These were prayer warriors. This was a community. This wasn't just a bunch of Jesus freaks. This was the community. There were people from all walks of life.
And people that didn't necessarily go to Bridge Church were there, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And there were paupers and kings. Everybody was represented. It was, Mike was there.
Yeah.
Just all these fantastic people who really care about these people. And I was like, what a beautiful community to be in. It wasn't even a church thing.
And that
really
was one of the
me.
First things you said. You said, we are so fortunate to be in this community.
Yeah. People will come out for you, man. Mm-hmm. They will come out for you. Mm-hmm. So
there is nothing like it. I wish I could have been there.
I've never experienced any type of community like this in my life.
I know.
In my life.
Me too.
And I might, and in fact, without our faith walk, I might have looked at it like, well, that's crazy. From the outside, you know, not knowing any of the circumstances, not knowing what's going on, not knowing the community.
Well, that's just ignorance. Yeah, because exactly. You just don't know. Yeah.
And I feel like I probably, if you were to make a documentary of this, you would have been like, oh man, there they are. They must still be Trump voters.
Oh, but it's like, oh my gosh, it's there's truly, no place I would ever rather be.
And to me,
the feeling is, yeah, it's hard to even put into words.
To me, it's like, this is America.
Yeah.
Right here. People coming out for their community with God in the center.
Yes.
Coming out for their community, caring, loving, speaking words of encouragement.
Yeah.
That's, and by the way, not everybody all from the same.
No.
Same bent or background
bent?
Or. Yeah, I mean, ideology, everyone from different angles, mm-hmm. unimportant.
And it was all unimportant. To support the people that yes. were being prayed over. Yes. Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I love that we're here. Thank you for finding Fredericksburg.
You're welcome.
Thank you for finding our house.
It was all God. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, well, thank you for allowing that to happen.
Yes.
That was just fantastic.
Yeah.
So then you were home, and it was great, and I loved having you home.
And then I went out last night. For 4 hours.
Right away, you're like, I got stuff to do. Bye. Cook for me. Oh, no. Wait.
Yeah. No, I
didn't. No, you're like, here, you can just make, here's some ground beef. Good luck. Here's some sauce in the, you can make it. I'll text you and let you know. Not coming home. It's a feast. It's a feast here.
I said, Andrea created a feast. So we had a little bon voyage party for one of our prayer warrior friends, Carmen. Carmen is off to Japan for 4 weeks and South Korea for 2. And I am just green with envy.
You know, but, you know, after 2 weeks, you'd be like, I want to go home.
No, I know. But the fact that she's going to Japan, I said, when you get back, I really want to pick your brain because I want to know.
Do you know where she's going in Japan?
She's going all over. She's going all over. Mm. Yeah. She bought a rail pass and she's a world traveler.
On the bullet train.
Yes.
That'll get her all over the place.
It was a lot of fun. The wine was flowing. I was drinking water. So I'm watching everybody get loose and laugh and get tipsy. And I'm sitting there like stone cold sober. So
it was good for you.
But I had fun. I love those ladies.
You don't want to mess it up.
And Andrea, of course, made a feast of food, which she made fresh salmon and there was salad and all sorts of stuff. And it was so good. It was good. And it was good to laugh. Like a lot of people needed to be there to
just chicks.
Laugh. But we all prayed over Carmen. We all did. Trip. We all got in a circle around Andrea's island. And we held hands and we all said a prayer over her. So,
you know, today I did a Mo Fax episode.
Uh-huh.
And we had not done this before. You know, of course, Mo was part of the people I looked at when I'm like, hey, wait a minute. All these guys I'm working with are Christians. You know, what's going on with me? And something that we'd never done before, and we're episode 97. I said, Mo, do you mind if I pray over us before we start?
Oh.
He says, oh, yeah. I said, I always pray before the show. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. And so I said a prayer, and we had a great show, of course. But I'd never done that before.
Everybody loves the MoFax show. They're ready for them. They wait for them. Mm. They definitely wait for them.
This was a good one.
Yeah.
This was a good one.
Yeah. So
I also, I had a couple of interesting things happen at the chess match.
Oh, the ongoing chess match.
The ongoing chess match. And I'll give you the highlights right off the bat. The first match was an hour long. It was very close. I could have won. I lost.
But you didn't.
I did not. I was very close. It was close. I had him on the run. And the second one, by the way, when I saw Willie at the church Sunday, because he'd been away. He'd been
ATVing somewhere,
off-roading in Arizona.
Yeah.
He was like, he was like all jacked.
He's like, I need my Adam time.
When are we playing? So I also lost the second game. But here's the highlight. So I come in, and of course the kids behind the bar, Adam, how you doing?
How's it? They know you by name.
Oh, It's like, are you here to get your butt handed to you again? I say, yes. Because I always buy us a drink. So Willie, he says, I want some coffee. I said, oh, good, because when you have coffee, you lose. I'll have all of these switches. No, I'll have one of these drinks over here. So interesting. They say, Adam, you should send us a Spotify playlist.
Oh,
we wanna hear your playlist.
And from Boostergram Ball?
No, just playlist. Oh. And I say, give me the Spotify thing. And so I bring up the Curry Experience.
Oh, you did?
And so they played the Curry Experience, and they're like, this is a good playlist. People have to know this is our playlist, the one that you curated. It's not actually on your Spotify.
Yes.
I didn't know it was public, but it is. So
is it?
That's fine. That's okay. Fine. And they're like, this is a good playlist. Yeah, we're loving this. So we're sitting there, you know, got a lovely day planned, everything's great. And all of a sudden, someone comes up to us and says to William, I know how you can make him lose. I'm like, me? He says, yeah, Tina's rims didn't come in. I'm like, what? He says, just kidding. He says, I listened to the show.
Oh.
It was Eric. His name is Eric. He listens to the show. And he said, I listened to the show and I thought, you know, I'd just make a joke. And I could throw Adam off his game by saying Tina's rims didn't come in. I'm like, what?
He's like,
I didn't want to disturb you. I said, that's actually pretty funny.
We have some Fredericksburg fans.
Yes. Oh. Come on. People listen to the show, babe. They love it. They love it.
Okay.
They're drawn to it.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
And always remember that. People love hearing your show.
My show. Yes. No, it's our show, baby.
Please.
Even though I am the CEO and founder.
And the shipping department and the complaint department and the marketing department.
Exactly.
All I do is production and uploading.
Exactly.
Now, here's... No, okay, so...
That's kind of cool, though.
So, two losses, and we always walk out. You know, we gather the chess set, and then we're outside Java Ranch, and Willie says, which... This is he's got to say something to me, and he's having a tough time. I'm gonna, what? Because I'll just sit there and go, it's okay. And I just look at him and say, take your time. Yeah. Because by the way, he can text as lucid as anyone.
Yeah.
Because he only has a function of really one hand, and his right hand and arm are not very functional because of the stroke and the accident. So his left hand, vice grip, you know, he can text really lucid stuff. So it's just something with the communication coming out. Would you help me cut my nails?
Oh.
He says, I'm able to cut my right hand with my good hand, but I can't cut my left hand.
Oh,
I said, do you have clippers? I have them in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
So we sat down on those chairs in front of Java Ranch, and I clipped his nails on his right hand. And it was really... It was a beautiful moment in a way.
It makes my eyes water.
It was almost like feet washing in a way. You know, it's like, because, you know, clipping someone else's nails, which I don't think I've ever done.
I don't think I could do that.
It's kind of
I could do yours.
It's kind of a personal thing. Yeah. You know? I'm like, sure, man, I'll help you with that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I was touched that he asked me.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, there you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, babe, that's really cool.
It was hard keeping that story from you.
I know, because you're like, I got good stories, but I'm saving them for the show. I don't have a lot of content.
I had to save the rim stories. I had to save the nail clipping story.
No, that's pretty cool,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. So,
that's really cool.
And then where are we today? Yeah, today was just,
I was at the church. We have the big fashion show on Saturday.
There's 100 women
coming.
Wow.
100 women.
Now, and this is to raise money?
No. It's for fellowship, fun and worship. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And so we have 8 women modeling and 7 kids, Belle and Buna. Belle and Buna.
Oh, by the way.
Boone and Bella.
Sunday.
Yeah.
So I get out of the car in the parking lot, and Karen always looks really together, right? And she's looked together.
She's beautiful.
But I know a mother who is, I just know what it looks like.
Well, 2, 3.5-year-olds is, you know.
No, I see Boone. He's got his HEB truck. Oh. I'm like, oh man, this was a tough morning. and I can say, how you doing, mama? Everything. She says, yes, it's okay. I'm like, okay. And Boone says, he's looking at me like, so you're looking for Tina, aren't you? Is she here? No, she's not here, but she'll be here next week. And so it's just like,
well, she was at last night. She was at, I picked her up to go to Carmen's, and she said that Boone was like asking about me. Mm-hmm. He loves me.
Yeah, of course.
He's my boyfriend. He's my little 3-year-old boyfriend.
It's easy to love you, babe. You're very, very lovable.
But they're in the fashion show. So no, this is just a... This
That's
is a,
fantastic.
This is a women's ministry.
I love it. Yeah.
Fashion, fellowship, and fun. And
you
and
organize a lot of this. What
no,
are your parts?
No, I did not organize a lot of it. Debbie and I... There's a whole committee, Annette and a woman named Susan and Lori. We all had our own pieces. I took care of securing some of the models, communicating with the models. Mm-hmm. I'm communicating with the person who is bringing the apparel, writing her script for them because I said, you know, I don't want her just to describe the clothes. I want her to talk about the person. So I said, I want to ask these women, where do they live? How long have they attended Bridge? And I wanted to tie in the theme of the fashion show, which is empower her elegance. Like, how has Bridge Church empowered you as a woman
empowered
your life?
They are lucky to have you. Let me tell you that. Yep. That's what you do. That's what you do.
So
that's you.
So no, it was definitely Debbie has.
So it's 100 women coming?
Yes. This is a record.
That's great.
This is a record. And so, yeah, so that's Saturday. And I have to get up and introduce the clothing representative and do my little part. And yeah. And I mean, Annette has a part, Debbie has a part. I mean, we're all working together to make this happen, but yeah, this is really big. So I was talking about it today, volunteering at the church, and Pastor Brian was in there with Nomers. And that's your name now. Yep, Naomi.
Sorry, Naomi, your Nomers can't help it.
And so he was talking about the men's event. He goes, oh, maybe I should have you help with the men's event. I go, I'll help you. I go, I can do this stuff with my, I didn't
yeah,
say this,
April,
but you know I
yeah.
can.
Oh, no, you can do it in your sleep.
I can do it in my sleep.
It's
so.
When is it? It's April. Let me see. Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
It's a Saturday when we're coming back from Dallas.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What time is it?
8:30.
Oh.
Well, I'm never going to make that.
No. Unless you want to come home at night.
No.
Oh, I gotta make our hotel reservations.
I've only been asking about that for weeks.
Oh,
you know, it's in two weeks. Did you know it's in 2 weeks' time?
Yes. Okay. Hey, speaking of, so that's the fashion show. So yeah, it's really cool. We're excited. I'm excited.
Well, Vic was before this, so I mean, I gotta do Vic.
Of course, we're not gonna. Yeah. And I just heard from his lovely wife today too.
Talked about you guys on the podcast.
I adore Chris.
We talked about you.
Oh, what did you say?
Well, you have to listen to the podcast.
No, come on. Just give me a synopsis. I listen to so many. I listen to 7.5 hours of No Agenda a week.
You do not.
I do too.
It's funny because I'm always like, well, we talked about that on No Agenda. You're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't hear any of the stuff we talk about.
I listen. I was trying to fall asleep and I listened to No Agenda.
See, this is even the... There's nothing more uplifting for a professional broadcaster/podcaster, someone who says, I love your show. I listen to it when I fall asleep.
Babe, it's your voice. It's your voice.
It's not the point.
It's your voice. No, so what did you say about me and Chris?
Good things.
Okay.
Only good things. How much we love you.
Oh, please.
That's what we said.
Oh, jeez. We got to get him something too. We got to figure out what to get him.
Yeah.
What do you get a guy that has everything?
I got to think about it.
How about some Satoshis?
He's like, hey, here's some money.
Here's some Satoshis.
No, give him a Target gift card.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I got an idea. Well, I'll talk to
don't
him.
Don't talk about it. Yeah,
I won't talk about it on the show.
Yes, you know who listens.
Yes, Chris listens.
Yeah, she sure does.
Yes, she listens. Yeah. It was so sweet to hear from her
today. I'll
bet
you $10 she hasn't listened to her husband's podcast either. In fact, I'll bet you 20. I know. Oh, Vic. Yeah, he does this and that. And you're like, oh, yeah, Adam, it's too many podcasts. I can't listen to all those podcasts.
You know what? I do listen to No Agenda. I do.
Yeah, quite frequently.
I do. Yeah. So, and I don't really listen. I listen to snippets now. I don't listen to full podcasts. I just don't.
Who has time? No one has time.
Yeah.
No one has time.
I know.
Where are we
so
at?
The big fashion show is happening.
Yes. Yeah.
And I got to make hotel reservations. Add that to my list.
I did have one other fun thing just to mention.
Okay. You're already laughing?
Well, this is this morning when Phoebe was barking.
Yeah.
So, and then I open the door. I come back to bed. And my program in the morning is I really don't do email or social media or any, I like to go through if Pastor Jimmy has sent out his devotional, I'll read that whenever that comes in. I do the U version, whatever their daily devotional is. I'll read My Utmost for His Highest. You know, I'll just...
That's when you're up out of bed. Yes.
Well, but we were in bed.
Yeah. You so came back to bed because your alarm clock,
right.
so also known as Phoebe, went off.
So I'm reading some of these devotionals, and then you are then reading your... Laughing and reading your text messages, your emails, and like, oh, look what Tim Pool says. I'm like, okay. It's nothing like reading your email in the morning together, babe. It's so fun. It's just lovely.
You're like, you subscribe to Temple? I go, no, it's Rumble. Everything through Rumble comes.
Right. Yeah. I'm just like, wow. You're funny that way. I love it. So I just put my phone down, like, where before, let's read Tina's email together.
Where the old Adam would have been like, stop. I cannot digest any of this.
Oh, no.
Do not talk to me until I've had my coffee.
No,
in fact, stay 15 feet away from me. That used to be you.
I smiled and went, I love this woman so much. But, I'm glad we can read her email together. Shall we thank a few people?
You want to do God Shop first?
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Sorry, I got the format wrong. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it is the top of the show for everybody. Everybody loves Tina's God Shot.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, I have a double header again because two things stood out for me.
All right, let's do it.
Let me see where I'm at. Oh, so really quickly today I was reading. I sit down. I just finished reading all of Luke, which was every time I read,
you like Luke?
I learned something new, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
But this morning I sat down and I prayed and I'm like, okay, God, where do you want me to go? And he took me to Psalm 50. And then I started reading Psalm 50 and then I got to 51. And so Psalm 51, verse 11 says, do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. So this was David's plea for mercy, forgiveness, and cleansing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he said, do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. That hit me so much because I was like, oh my gosh, I would never want the Holy Spirit taken from me.
No.
I rely on the Holy Spirit so much for guidance, for the right words, like when I'm praying for somebody, for comfort, for everything. Mm-hmm. And so that verse just stuck out for me because it showed me how far I've gone in my faith, how the Holy Spirit is precious to me.
Yes.
Precious. So the second one, okay, this it's interesting because I experienced this coming home. So I was coming home from Florida and I had a connection and my flight was delayed and I had a tight connection as it was. And I texted you and I said, okay, the flight's delayed. And I wasn't really worried about it. I wasn't.
Who are you?
I wasn't. Where typically, you know, I would have been just super, super anxious about it. Mm-hmm. And so...
Yeah, it was like a 40-minute connection.
Yes.
Maybe a little more about that.
Yes. And so it was going to be tight. And typically I'd be like, oh my gosh, I want to get home. And I was just very calm, like... Whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. It'll work out. Mm-hmm. And so I came across this in our devotional yesterday. I do the devotional with Karen and it was Isaiah chapter 8, verses 11 through 13. It's a little bit long, so stay with me. This is what the Lord says to me with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. And so I pulled that out like I thought, you know, the negative thinking can be contagious. You know, when you're, because I focus on the fear part. Do not fear what they fear.
Oh, yeah, not and just do not contagious. Dread. It can accelerate.
Yes. And so, you know, when you're afraid and you're worried and you're negative, you always have to be on the offensive and say, no, I know my God is still on the throne. I will outlast whatever comes against me. I have strength in Christ for all things. And I think that, I know this is silly with the connection with the flight,
it's
but for me, it used to rile me up so much.
Can I tell the other side of your God shot?
Yes.
The other side of that story?
Mm-hmm.
So you text me you're like, my flight's delayed. It's going to be real tight. And I know the old Tina. I'm like, ooh. So I'm like, don't worry. There's more flights. I can book you the minute. If you miss that one, I can get you on a 550. Not to worry. No problem. Just thinking I'm calming you down.
Yeah.
Not knowing the Holy Spirit has already done the job.
Yes.
But then I'm here. I'm like, dear God, Holy Father, Heavenly Father, please make this work for Tina. Give her travel favor. And then they delayed your connecting flight.
They did.
I'm like, bam, boom, bam, shakalong. There we go. Holy Spirit at work. Ha ha. Yeah. They delayed it by half an hour. It was beautiful.
But here is the key. Is when you start your day, you have to set your mind for victory. You do. And you just can't let those thoughts play. And when you set your mind to victory, that means setting your mind on God and having it. And so it was happening to me. I wasn't even aware of it. And then I was like, oh, I'm really calm about this.
I like what you're saying. You start your day setting it for victory. I like that. You know what the best way is to start your day setting it for victory? With a note from Tim Pool. Oh.
Brother.
Come on, I waited for that one.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, I love sharing this because I see all how this little worked. Movement mm-hmm. in my, this transformation mm-hmm. in my life. And mm-hmm. it has brought me so much peace. Just that experience alone, based on how, because it was always like, I'm in control. I'm controlling this. I got to control this. And now it's so much freedom and so much peace to just, it'll work out.
I know.
It'll work out the according to God's will.
You only have to control your husband.
I know. just like with my health. It's like, you know what? It's in God's hands. Yeah. Like he's putting people in my path. He's putting information in my path to heal mm-hmm. me. I feel it. It's moving. You know, he's going, you're going to drink the grape pretty soon.
Yes.
Now it's time to hear from the cold suckers.
Ah, yes. Right. Time to thank some people.
We got to hear from those cold suckers now.
What did you say?
Yeah.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cold suckers.
Besides all of the wonderful emails, we love getting donation notes from you. This is a Value for Value podcast, so you just send anything back. Thank you, Michael Anastasio, for your wonderful treasure that you sent from your own cellar. But it really, it can be Eric coming up to me in Java Ranch. That meant a lot to me.
Oh, me too.
It's like, wow, you know, this, he not only listens, but he's in on the joke. He's in on the rims.
Where are those darn rims anyway?
I don't know. You can go to currythekeeper.com. We have a donation page. Also sign up for the newsletter and make sure that if you are signed up for the newsletter, that didn't go into your promotions tab or into spam or something. So, because Tina always has a fun little note the day before we do the show. And so you know what's coming up.
And I stress over writing that.
You do stress over that. Yes, you do stress a bit. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to give you more love and less stress on that.
Yes.
So we have a number of people to thank today. We kick it off with the Beth Borazon.
Oh my gosh.
Beth came in with $75 through PayPal, which we really appreciate.
There was no note. No,
I don't have a note either.
She doesn't send a note. She's lovely.
Now, wait a minute. You did send me.
I message with her on Twitter sometimes.
Right. But you did send me one note from, who was that from? Let me see. No, I thought you sent me a note. Wasn't there a donation note from someone? No, maybe I'm mistaken.
Let me see. Hold on.
I thought I had something from you.
I sent you something to print for me. You never printed it.
But that was this afternoon. I wasn't here. Was I here? I wasn't here. I didn't see it.
This was from the couple who, they're longtime listeners of No Agenda, and they pulled into Costco at Scottsdale. I sent you that one.
Oh, can you read that one?
Oh, Agenda one, but it says, Adam, longtime listener, No Agenda, husband and I are sitting at Costco Gas in Scottsdale, Arizona. Huge motorhome behind us. They see our license plate from Minnesota, ask if we are going home. We say yes in a couple weeks. Their license plate on the huge motorhome is Californian. We ask if they're going home. Nope, they are on their way to Fredericksburg. We say, oh, really? They say, yeah, to see the eclipse. Husband says to see Adam and listen to No Agenda. They say, you listen to No Agenda? Small world, we laugh. So get ready. Crazy California people are on their way to Fredericksburg. Thanks for all you and John do. Open my eyes. Ditto for Tina, too.
Oh, beautiful.
So I think that, No, I think that I don't see another note, babe. All right.
Okay. Then we have Catherine Morton. These are executive producers for this show. Catherine comes in with $50 and she says, here's 50 bucks for my 50th birthday on the 23rd.
Yes. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Catherine.
We need a happy birthday jingle.
Okay. Sir TJ.
Brian.
Thanks for sharing life's ups and downs in the Curry House. We prefer to say compound. I love hearing about both of your faith journeys. As a Christ follower for most of my life, hearing your excitement and learning about God inspires me to dive more into scriptures.
That's nice, Catherine.
So please know that you both have made an impact, and I'm very grateful.
Oh,
Catherine from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Thank you,
thank
Catherine.
This is especially meaningful for us. When you tell us that, we know that the show is being heard.
I know.
It's being heard.
I know. I see you looking at me.
Even if it's
you
just...
You got daggers. I see even, it.
No. Those are daglets.
Daglets.
Daglets. Another show title.
Daglets.
Daglets. And then, ladies and gentlemen, here it is once again, coming in with 77,777 sats. From the Fountain app. And as you know, whenever you boost us through one of the modern podcast apps, it's 1.5 times for your Sam and Ye status and the official Curry and the Keeper Sippy Cups and the limited edition coasters. Go to curryandthekeeper.com to see what we're talking about. Do not miss out on it. Some of you may already be there.
Yes,
and you just don't know
counting.
It. Just don't know it. Pastor Jimmy here. He says, love you both, Tina. We're all glad you're back home, safe and sound. We are so enjoying the God shots. Keep them coming, KTLD and KYBO. Yes. And they'll be doing Living Up in a Down World tomorrow, I believe.
Good.
So looking forward to hearing their next episode.
Nice. Thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
$49.99 from Mac Tank.
Thank you, Mac Tank.
Mac Tank always coming in with that. That's a subscription, obviously.
Yes.
Katie Trimble with $25.33.
Thank you, Katie.
We appreciate that. Marco Friesen came in with two donations. One with 8080 and one with 8181, both from Castomatic. And these are Satoshis. And he starts off by saying, sad 8080 boost because my 3456 boost in episode 79 wasn't mentioned.
What?
Boost.
Oh.
If we miss it, I'm sorry, brother. Sometimes stuff doesn't work. I missed it. Love the show. Greetings from the Dutch Vineyard region. And then he comes in with the 8181. So he did two today.
Oh, wait.
The next episode is 81, of course. So this boost should match the next one.
Oh, thank you.
There, no, I'm less sad now.
Oh,
greetings from the very sunny Dutch Vineyard region. I'm not quite sure where the Vineyard region is.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, do you have wine out there?
We have a gin, Geneva.
Vineyards?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Carrie Krugman, $10 on the PayPal.
Yes, and Carrie Krugman.
Do you know who she is?
Carrie Krugman used to hang out with Sir Brian with an I. Carrie Krugman and I have texted back and forth.
This is his so-called girlfriend?
No. From the past.
Like
recent past, Christmas. She was supposed to come to Indianapolis and didn't come.
Right. And so you text with her now?
No. I don't text with her. No, I did when she was with Brian.
Mm-hmm.
But Carrie, that's so kind. Thank you so much. I was really, it really touched my heart to see that.
I
thought that was so thoughtful.
Oh, thank you, Carrie.
She likes me better than Brian.
It's not hard. Don't worry, his donation's coming up. Michael Hall with the $7.
Yes,
thank you, Michael.
Thank
you. Appreciate you. And there is Sir Brian with an I with the mini striper boost. He has seven. Here we go. Where's my stripe? Where's my striper boost sound? There we go. 77. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
From the fountains. Next week, I'll be submitting a Curry and the Keeper mix that I've had in the works for months.
Yes, sure.
Episode 80 provided me with the icing on the cake with a 1 minute long, extremely clippable segment. I'll leave it up to Vineyard Nation to guess what it's about. Might require a music bed from Sir TJ the Wrathful. Tina, thank you for the stinger.
The stinger.
I have no idea what it is.
I don't know. It's cryptic.
KTLD, KYBO, and KYMC, y'all.
KYMC.
Keep your mouth closed.
Oh!
In the evening.
In the evening! So he sent me a text, and he said, mm-hmm. Hold on, let me find it.
By the way, he's using the Fountain app. If you've never used a modern podcast app, start with Fountain. You can import all your subscriptions from all your podcasts and earn Satoshis while you're listening and then send them to us.
Yeah, there you go. He says, do I give you a heads up on what my boost is in reference to or leave it a mystery? And I said, mystery. He said, I'll give you a hint. It's regarding the new acronym. So it has to do with keep your mouth closed.
No, it's probably something I said. Okay. All right. KYMC, y'all, in the evening. And we have another mini striper boost from Todd in Northern Virginia, also with a 7777. And he says, ITE.
In the evening.
In the evening. Pestmerk. 1,000 sats. Cross is blank. Oh, here it is. Oh. Cross is blank cross. Crucifix is a cross with the image of Jesus on it. We were wondering about this in the last episode. But I'm sure you knew that, and that's just a way to get me to send you Satoshis. Great job. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's all about the Satoshis.
We really didn't know. We didn't know.
No, we didn't. We're baby Christians over here. User 24007450.
Change your username
on Fountain. 500 sats. Thank you. And Lone Yank comes in with a couple of threes saying Reese's Pieces, coffee, wine, crackers, cheese. It's a podcasting diet train wreck. Boost.
Boost.
And that's our
thank you.
That is our supporters for episode number 81 already.
19 more weeks and we will be at
100.
Yes, at 100. We got to do
something really big for 100. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Thank you all so much. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
CurryingTheKeeper.com. We're all value for value. We put out there anything you want to send back to us. We also have the P.O. box. I didn't check the P.O. box.
No, I didn't.
I checked it last week and we had the books.
I had to come back and make biscuits, so I was a little busy.
Who are the biscuits for?
I'm taking them into Bible study. It's our spring luncheon tomorrow. Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to make? And I pull up this recipe for gluten-free biscuits.
They're not dry.
They're not. They're good, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring butter and jelly, too.
just in case.
So in case people start hacking on them because they're stuck in their throat.
Oh, goodness.
I made them. They're homemade. Yeah. I didn't buy them from the store.
That's right. And no gluten.
No gluten.
Question of the week?
Yes.
Okay. The question of the week. I don't know if I feel like it.
Oh, what?
I'm not participating.
Okay, then leave.
Question. The question of the week. All right, everybody, here it is. Get ready, stand back. Question of the week.
I really love that jingle. It's probably one of my favorites.
It's a great one. Yeah, it is good.
Oh, I forgot. Before we do that. Oh, shoot. Okay, I got one more thing at the end, too. Skirt, skirt.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do the question week then.
After the question of the week? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
What is your most endearing memory you have of your daughter?
Most endearing memory I have of my daughter. Woo.
I know. You got 33 years to span.
Man, there is so much. I would have to say, okay. Interesting you bring this up. Someone sent me the whole Daily Source Code archive, all 800 and something episodes.
Oh, cool.
And I was looking for a particular opening that is like this BBC guy that has this heavy voice. And I found an episode where she starts off by saying, red alert, red. And she was...
Christina?
Yes, 13 maybe. Uh-huh. And we were on a trip together to New York. We went together. I think this is the trip I took her on the Concorde.
Uh-huh.
And so we're in the swanky hotel in New York. It was just like a father-dad trip.
Mm-hmm.
Father-daughter trip. And I guess I caught a flu bug or something. And she starts off by... red alert, everybody. Podcaster down. The podfather is down. And it was so cute And you can hear me in the background, like, okay, now you told me what's happened. Now keep going.
She actually did the daily source code.
But I remember that trip, and I really loved being with her, just having a good time together. You know, because she called it the rocket ship, because it was. Back then it was, funny enough, actually almost affordable. The Concorde, it was one of the last flights that it ever flew. And because you said that, I just remembered that when you listen to something and you hear her voice from that moment, it really got me.
I know.
So that was, there are many moments, of course.
I know.
The most is hard to say, but I just, that whole trip, I remember we went to F.E.O. Schwartz, you know, the whole deal. So I would say that's the memory I have today.
Oh,
how about sweet. You? And are you going to choose one daughter over the other?
Or no, I have stories for both.
Okay.
You know, it's so nice that you got to hear her voice. I lost all the video tape of my daughters. My ex-husband will not give them to me. And you know how sentimental I am. Mm-hmm. That just kills me. Mm-hmm. It kills me. I will get them back one day. I know God.
We should pray for that.
Yes.
I will pray for that.
Because I just want a copy. I don't want, I don't want to take the collection, but it just, you know, anyway. Okay. So I start with Ellen, my oldest, there's so many,
as there should
many
be.
Moments, but with Ellen, when Ellen ran cross country in high school, I was the biggest cheerleader for her. Yes. And so she did this one race and it was between her and it was a big competition and this other girl. And Ellen was like top. She was like top in the regions. Mm-hmm. And, it was a big rivalry. And so you can see them when they start to run and then you can't see them because they're running a 5K. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden I see Ellen and I don't see this girl who was supposed to be her main competition at all. And I see her and she's in first place and I'm going
crazy.
Okay. And there she comes. She's coming around and she's coming to go through the ribbon and I am jumping up and down like so
you've told me this story. Yeah,
and so the newspaper caught a picture of it and you could see her running through the gate and I'm in the background jumping up and down. I loved watching my daughters play sports. Loved it. It was one of the, I just mentioned it the other day to somebody how, you know, watching them play, they played basketball when they were really young. I mean, Elise played volleyball. Mm-hmm. Ellen played high school basketball and she ran cross country. Mm-hmm. And I love that because I never played sports as a child ever. And so the pride you feel.
Yeah.
And then with Elise, my most recent memory is just a couple years old when Elise and I had kind of a little bit of a falling out, I would say. And we went to New York. Remember when we went to New York to Brooklyn?
Yes, I remember. Yep.
And Elise and I had a lunch and during that lunch, words were said that completely healed our relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail, but I think about that and it just makes me want to cry because you know how sad it was for me not being in touch with her. And
now you guys are like,
oh my gosh,
all the time, every day.
I adore my daughters so much. Like they are my life. So we pray for them all the time.
I adore your daughters
too. I know you do. And I adore Christina. I adore Christina. Yeah,
I know.
And it's amazing how much information I can get out of her.
She has no filter. I have OCD honesty. I can't. I have to be honest about everything. You're right then.
Yeah. But the one thing. Transitioning to something else. The one thing I wanted to do was I wanted to wish Peggy Lydon's husband, Scott, a very happy birthday today.
Yes.
Today
that's
is
right.
his 60th birthday and she asked us to play a special jingle
that was created because of what he
called me. So happy birthday, Scott. I hope you're having a great day.
I think this is
Come
the
on,
one.
Johnny.
Tackler.
Yeah, Scott was the one that said it should be called Curry the Cackler with the way Tina laughed. So happy birthday, Scott. I hope you, I hope you had a great day. Peggy is knocking it out of the park in Atlanta at a client's, she's at a client.
And I think I just saw a text from her son Jake come in and he's coming through town.
Is he?
And I think he's going to stay with us
for
a day.
Okay, good. I would love that. I would love for him to meet Pastor Jimmy and Annette too.
Oh, yes.
And Pastor Brian and Naomi too.
No mercy.
No. Anyway.
Oh, darling. Right. Thank you for rallying. Thank you for showing up to the show.
You're welcome.
Yes, I should be very grateful. Payment. Please. Oh, payment later. Yeah. Oh.
All right. I love you.
I love you, darling. We'll see you next week.
I'll send you a text.
Tenured Nation. In the evening.
Curry and the Keeper. Yeah.